From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Hello, Deepa!
Hello, you sound really excited to be talking to me today.
Because I love going through these DMs.
DMs. Anytime you write Deepa, Deepa's the one that gets them. Deepa, what do people want to know today?
This is a really good first question. So Jay wrote in and said, hey, Roz and Mocha, I don't remember this being talked about. So I was wondering what your New Year's resolution for 2022 is. And also, is there anything you regret doing from 2021?
Boy, we're almost like at a month in to the new year. Did you have any resolutions, Roz?
No. I don't do resolutions. No, I don't. I've never done resolutions. It's not like I'm against resolutions. Like, stop bettering yourself.
That sounds like you, though.
You know, New like, Year, same you,
yeah,
loser.
Yeah, like, I'm not, you know, I don't take a hardline stance on resolutions. You want to go for it, go for it. I just don't personally do them because to me, and I'll tell you why. Having gone from all of those years in school, okay, to then working in radio for as long as we have and television,
yeah.
My new year, like in my head, when my year flips, it's September to September. Because to me, that's when the new year starts. That's when the new season starts. That's when contracts are up. That's when all of this stuff happens, right? So for me, New Year's isn't the calendar date. Like for me, I book, like when I think of myself, was this year a good year or compared to last year?
Mm-hmm.
I go September to September.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right? Like that's okay. How I judge a year for me in my head. That's just, I've always done that. Always, even because it's like a school year, right? Like when you think of a school year and you start saying to yourself your whole life, hey, last year was better than this year, you're thinking September to September. Like you think in terms of school year,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's just for me. That's just how I've always done it. So
New Year's resolution.
No, talk to me after Labor Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deepa, do you have any?
Yeah, my New Year's resolution, I set the bar real low, was to change my cat Tubby's litter more often because I refused to do it when we first got him. But I've been doing it now, so I think that I've been upkeeping it for the past month.
You got a cat and refuse to change its litter?
Here's the thing. You make that sound really bad, but I'm scared of poop, okay? I don't like being around poop. I don't like smelling it, even if it's from my cute little kitty. So the Lol used to take care of that. But like I said, I'm doing better now. I actually change it multiple times a day on my own, and I'm proud.
Yay! Yeah, that cat must be so happy now.
Wow, multiple multiple times a day.
He's treated very, very well in this house.
That's a healthy cat.
Jeez.
New Year's resolution, I just have the typical, just try to be a little bit more healthy,
sure.
Maybe work out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? Last year I was on a tear with working out, and I went like 4 months straight with like really, really focusing on my health. And then there's that one point last year where I just like stopped completely.
Still went to hell.
And then summertime hit and it was like drinking and barbecue and this and that.
Yeah.
So slowly getting back into it.
Yeah.
What else we got, Deepa?
Mel says, the internet is such a strange place with so much misinformation. I'm currently listening to Roz and Mocha Reloaded, where Roz refers to Catherine as his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I had actually assumed that they were married, so I Googled it and went down a rabbit hole of misinformation. So Roz, she sent me a website.
Okay.
It's literally called datingcelebs.com. Who is Roz Weston dating?
Okay.
What is it?
This
dating.
Datingcelebs.com.
Mm-hmm.
/ who is Roz Weston dating? Okay.
Wow.
This entire, it has a full profile of you, your net worth, your age, your birthday. Now.
Oh my God.
Right? This is invasive.
Yeah.
Very invasive.
Canadian radio host, 47 years old, single.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your horoscope, it says here, you are a Libra, birthplace Montreal, profession radio host, marital status single, net worth $100,000 to $1 million.
That's a big window.
That's a really big window.
Height, not available. Ethnicity, unknown. Mm-hmm. Nationality, Canadian. Weight, unknown. Hair color, unknown. Eye color, unknown.
Hair color, unknown? You could guess. Like, you, right. don't have to be, you don't have to be perfect, but you could just sort of, you'd be, you wouldn't be wrong if you said brown, right?
Look at this. Okay. Ahead, we take a look at who is Roz Weston dating now.
Yeah.
Who he has dated.
Oh.
Roz Weston's girlfriend, past relationships and dating history. We will also look at Roz's biography, facts, net worth, and so much more. As of 2022, Roz Weston is not dating anyone.
Jesus Christ.
Roz is 47 years old. According to CelebsCouples.com, Roz Weston had at least one relationship previously.
Man, these bots need to work harder.
Some stud you are, huh?
I know.
After all the stories that you've told and the 13-plus years of being on this show, this website says that you've only been in one relationship before.
These bots need to work harder with their combing of information.
Look, about Roz Weston's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Roz Weston doesn't have a girlfriend right now.
Stop it.
Look, oh my God, here's how legit this website is.
Yeah.
All dating histories are fact-checked and confirmed by our users.
Okay, so am I legally married? No, I am not legally married, but we are what you would consider to be common law. And I flip back and forth quite frequently, depending on the conversations that I'm in, whether I refer to Catherine as my wife or I refer to her as my girlfriend. It's just the way it is. I shouldn't say this. I rarely refer to Catherine as my wife, but if somebody asks me if I'm married, I will say yes, as opposed to saying, well, no, technically we're not married, because I think that that's kind of douchey to say, right? Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. I'm very proud.
Yeah. Online rumors of Roz Weston's dating past may vary. While it's relatively simple to find out who's dating Roz Weston, it's harder to keep track of all his flings, hookups, and breakups. It's even harder to keep every celebrity dating page and relationship timeline up to date. If you see any information about Roz, please let us know.
Okay.
Also, under the here's how much the website doesn't know about you, okay?
Yeah.
How many children does Roz Weston have?
Yeah.
He has no children.
He has no children. No children. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway.
This is when you know when people say don't believe everything you read, right? You know, like this is the perfect example of that.
Yo, that was a lot of fun. Thank you to whoever sent in that question. Thanks for the DM that you sent us. Thank you, everyone, for your DMs. We'll do this every single day on the Roz and Mocha Show. Whatever DMs you send to us go to Deepa as well. And we talk about them on the radio like this. Thanks, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Boy, DMs have been going wild lately, huh?
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, the first one comes from Santhurin, and he asks, hey, Roz and Mocha, I'm a huge fan of the show. You guys have helped me through so many tough times. So whether I'm just trying to get out of bed or if I'm hungover, my question to you is, have you ever came to work for the show hungover where you still feel a little bit drunk? Ooh.
Not this show, but I have in the past.
Like where?
Another radio station I worked at before here. We had a concert that we did. It was like during the week and it was in the evening. And I got like way more than once too. Got drunk the night before, slept it off. And the next morning was still feeling a little bit buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
And I live like maybe 5 minutes away from the radio station.
Right.
Not an excuse.
No.
I still went into work feeling like crap. So it was either I was still a little bit drunk or I was like really, really hungover.
Oh, no.
Right. Even when I was drinking my heaviest, when I was a big drinker, I rarely, if ever, got hungover. Like I never had hangovers. And so did I ever show up to work hungover? No. Did I ever show up to work where I was realistically still sort of drunk from the night before? Probably.
Yeah.
But would I have known? No, not really, because I was like, yeah, I would say yes. Like even with this show, like early on and stuff like that. Like did I ever go too hard on a Sunday night where I probably, you know, fell asleep at midnight and then got up again at 3:30 to come? You know what you know what I mean? Like how do you not? Like I was showered and good and everything else.
Yeah.
Maury was driving me in every day. I didn't have to drive a car.
Oh, there you go.
But no, like I've never done this show drunk. But like real, like if you do the math on how long alcohol lasts in your system, right? You know, I was probably still yes.
I've come in hungover twice.
Yeah, because you've drank. How many times have you drank? Twice. Yes. Yeah, Maury. Yeah, so I would say yes, if I'm being honest, 100%. Yeah.
But doesn't that interfere with when you're like doing the show itself?
Are
you confused?
I'm not saying I did it drunk. What I'm saying is that like I wouldn't drive a school bus, okay?
Yeah.
Right, in the state that I was in. But you know, doing a radio show is different.
Fair enough. Okay.
What else we got, Deepa?
This one is from an anonymous person. They requested that they remain anonymous. Can you not use my name? Because a lot of my friends listen to the show and they don't know this yet. Uh-oh. I'm newly dating an older guy. Mm. I'm 30 and he's 45. I don't really care about the age difference at all. And I've been mingling with all of his friends really, really well. But I'm worried about the other way around, him with my younger friends. So I know that Roz and Catherine have a larger age gap. Mm-hmm. Was that ever a problem for them, mingling friends groups with a larger gap? That's a really interesting question.
No.
Well, you don't like hanging out with people anyway.
Thank you.
Wow.
problem solved.
No. Yeah.
No, because when Catherine and I first got together, we like just spent all our time together just as like with each other. We didn't really have like big hangouts with friends and stuff like that. Mm. And Catherine hadn't been living in the city for that long. Like, it's not like she grew up here. So she didn't have like a big circle of friends, and her family didn't live here. So we didn't really, I think she had like one or two friends that every now and then we would see, but that was really it. And I just sort of ignored the younger stuff that went on, you know, with them and like the sort of younger drama. But it was never a thing because we never like had those big circles of friends.
Yeah.
And I don't have a giant friend group either. So it was never really a thing for her on that end. So no, it wasn't. Although there is 10 years between us. It was never a problem when it came to friends at all or socializing in any way. It was never a problem.
Did anyone ever make any like comments about the age gap? Because I feel like that's a problem now too. Is like a lot of people are like, oh wow, the age gap is going to be a huge problem. Like in different stages.
You know
what?
No, I think people assume that the conversation is going to go that way. Where I don't think it actually does. Like if you're into that person, or if you guys are into each other and you treat each other well,
yeah,
and you know, the age thing doesn't even matter at that point.
Yeah, and I think it's different. Like I think that if you're 18 dating a 28-year-old, I think that that's when that conversation happens. But I think that once you get into your 20s, because like if you're 22 dating somebody who's 32, people tend to not really care that much. Maybe they do and they just didn't say anything, but certainly nobody cared on my end. And, you know, and like, am I worried that I'm going to be 10 years older than Catherine? Like where I'm old and she's sort of just old. No, it doesn't like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like it really doesn't bother me.
Isn't that now?
Shut up, Maury.
We got time for one more, Deepa.
Okay, this one comes from Gordo. It says, hey, Deepa, first off, I gotta say, yeah, Gordo, your laugh is so addicting and you give Mocha a run for his money. I have a DM for Mocha about The Office. I watch The Office every day, but I've never watched past when Michael Scott leaves. Should I?
Nah, you don't need to. Like, out of curiosity, sure. But the funniest stuff is when Michael Scott is there. I kind of dipped. I didn't even know what season it was when Andy becomes the boss. And then he kind of freaks out and takes off for a while, for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I think in real life, they had to write that in because he went to go film The Hangover.
One of those movies. Yeah.
And then when he came back to the show, that's when I kind of bailed. I still, to this day, have no idea. I didn't even watch the rest of the show. I don't know how it ends.
I'll tell you, the one thing that is sort of spoiler alert for The Office, the one thing that's interesting that they do that, because I was like with you, I bailed on The Office, and I only watched those last couple of seasons very recently because Roxy was binging them. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I quite liked with the way that The Office sort of turned out was they turned Dwight and Jim into very good friends.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah. They became like really, really good dudes with each other, but still had that sort of contentious relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they really changed their characters to all the years of tormenting where it turned into this respect that they had for each other. Yeah. It was really great. I really liked what they did with the characters.
There you go. Gordo, thank you for your question. Thank you, everyone, for all of your comments and questions. Keep them coming in. Whatever you send to Roz and I and to the show goes to Deepa as well. And we do this every day, the Roz and Mocha DM Deep Dive. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Deepa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
What do we have in the DMs today, Deepa? What do people want to know? What are they asking?
Doing great for now. Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
The first comment comes from Lynn. Lynn says, it took me 18 months, but I finished listening to all of the podcast episodes. Thank you so much for the laughs. During the pandemic, everyone on the Roz and Mocha show made me feel less lonely because listening feels so much like being in a room with really good friends. And now that I'm done, I started listening to my crime podcast again. And I'm actually feeling the anxiety creeping back into my bones. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I started listening to you guys because I couldn't handle the fear of the pandemic in its early days. Now that I'm finished with the Roz and Mocha show podcast, I'll need something else to keep my mind engaged. Any recommendations on where to start?
Well, we release podcast episodes 3 times a week, so feel free to continue to listen to that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I know you've mentioned before, Mocha, and I know Catherine listens to like This American Life a lot.
That's a great podcast.
You listen to, and my kid Roxy actually just started listening to the Office Ladies podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Which is... what's it? Pam and
Angela
from The Office. They do a podcast where they break down episodes. Apparently, that's really good.
Kevin from The Office, real name Brian Baumgartner. He also has a podcast about The Office that I listen to.
Not the first person, though, who wrote that. You're not the first person who I've heard from where they listen to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, which is fun and it's good times and you feel like you're with friends, and murder shows. Like, only the, like, there's nothing in between. Like, they don't do, there's no sort of middle ground. It's like us and Homicide. That's, yeah, it's really wild.
The best combination.
There used to be a true crime podcast I listened to called Sword and Scale. Mm-hmm. And that one was so messed up. And it wasn't until after Jenna had our son Cruz that I stopped listening to that podcast completely. But I was like addicted listening all the time to that particular true crime podcast.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped. There have been a couple of other true crime podcasts that haven't been as, I guess, gruesome or gone into too much detail. I listened to The Shrink Next Door, which they turned into an Apple TV show.
Oh, yeah,
show
you did listen
with
to that.
Paul Rudd and
you know,
Will Ferrell.
I started that show. I never finished it.
Yeah, I started watching it, and that's all right. Like, there's way more information that I found in the podcast versus the TV show.
Yeah.
Dr. Death, which they also turned into a TV show on Showcase. I listened to that podcast.
Casey was in that show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the ones that the company Wondery put out.
Sure.
I listened to a lot of their podcasts, but if you're looking for a great wrestling podcast,
oh, here we go. Yeah, like she's looking for a wrestling podcast.
There's one called Something to Wrestle With, Bruce Pritchard.
Oh,
Bruce Pritchard, also back in the day, known as Brother Love. So he has a podcast. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
This next one here comes from Nessie. Nessie says, hey, Deepa, please do more of the Roz's Guyanese passport segment. I like that Nessie gave us a name. Wow. Really good.
Yes. Yeah. Citizenship, by the way. I'm a full citizenship.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Guyanese and my husband is not. I've already made the mistake of teaching my vanilla man how to use the term backside, and he uses it all the time on me and other drivers on the road.
What does that mean, backside? Like your butt?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, backside.
Oh, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, move your backside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Move your backside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Spot on.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the follow-up to this is, also, I stupidly taught him the word Ross, and he's been using that constantly. So, Roz, we're going to get you to translate this word. It's very popular, commonly used.
Okay.
Ross.
Yes.
I'm sorry, are you saying yes, you will try to translate it, or are you saying that that is the translation of the word?
Yeah, okay, sorry, what is the word?
Ross.
Okay, are you saying a word or are you saying my name?
No, I'm saying a word.
Okay.
Although every Guyanese person that I know and Guyanese person that listens to this show have called you that. Like,
okay.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, what is the word?
Why don't you just spell it for
Mocha,
me, Deepa.
Use it. I think Mocha should use it in a sentence.
No, I want you.
Okay, spell
Deepa,
it for me.
Deepa, spell it.
Okay, R-A-S-S.
Rass.
Yeah.
Okay. Rass. And it's not like ass, right? Like it's not get your ass out of here, right?
Actually.
Is it?
Actually.
Rass? Rass is ass, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I just tell you why? Can I say something? You know me. I'm studying up on my Guyanese, okay? Mm-hmm. If you go back and listen to every test that you guys have given me on Guyanese words and what their meanings are, I realized long ago to always say ass first. 80% of the time, I'm right. 80% of the time, I'm right. If I lead with ass, I can't go wrong.
In all aspects of life,
but especially trying to become Guyanese.
There you go. Thank you for all your DMs. Keep coming in. We'll talk about more of them tomorrow. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Deepa. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
A lot of people want to know a lot of things. Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Mm-hmm. First comment comes from Hashi. Hashi says, I always hear Mocha talking about his rage, but he seems like the nicest, most genuinely kind person.
Agreed.
Where does he rage? I am so curious.
Road rage?
Mm.
Oh.
Definitely road rage. What?
You save it for the car, huh?
Yeah.
Save it for the commute?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think that you Mocha references a lot of time from years ago, right? When he was maybe a different kind of person.
I'm still in the streets, son.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You want some of this? You want to catch these hands?
Dude, how many pieces of Tupperware do you bring to work with you every day, Mocha?
1, 2, 4. Check my bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I'm so scared.
Like seven.
Okay, yeah. You're super street. Shows up to work with 7 pieces of Tupperware. With lunches that you and your wife pre-make on Sundays. Okay? Like, that's not street.
They're full of bullets.
Yeah. Ammunition.
I mean, just straight up, road rage.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten out of your car? Or the most was honking and lights flashing.
Oh, I've gotten out of my car before.
What?
Why do you think I walk with 7 containers full of bullets every day to work? What else you got, Deepa?
It all makes sense.
Don't make me get my lunch bag.
Jessica wrote in saying, Deepa, I believe you. We had a ghost in our house that used to say my name.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
I didn't even
Deepa believes in ghosts, yes, okay.
Yeah. Used to say my name, but in my husband's voice. Not just in his voice, but his accent, intonation, and everything. And I originally thought that he was goofing around with our security cameras, but it turns out it wasn't him. And he didn't believe me until he heard it with me one day, and then we kept hearing it. We eventually had a priest come in to bless the house, and we've never heard it again after that.
Cool story.
I think that it's the husband that's playing a prank.
I don't think any of that actually happened.
So
Why?
You don't think that the husband actually heard it as well?
No. I don't think any
or
of that.
You think
I don't
that
think any of that.
Thought,
I don't think any of that story is true.
And to be sympathetic, the husband was like, yeah, baby, I hear it too.
Sure. I think she's got a circle of friends that all believe in ghosts and her mom does and everything else. And she's just used to telling bogus ghost stories her whole life sitting around with people. And they just whip each other up into a frenzy and they scare each other. And it has now escaped the family and it winds up in our DMs. I don't believe a word of any of that.
But it's also like the history of your house. Like for our house, when we were buying it, the realtor was like, oh, you know, this woman, she moved away because of the pandemic, but also her father died. And I was like, oh, did like her father pass away in the house? And I didn't get a response. It was just kind of laughed off. And I was like, oh, no. So then we started getting mail for this guy named Oliver. I'm still coming to our house, and I think that was her dad. So I'm pretty sure he died in this house. And
so
I think
that's the
Oliver,
ghost that you think is living with you guys?
Yeah, and I think Oliver has a crush on me because Oliver only communicates with me and not my husband. So
Deepa, this is the first time you've moved out of your parents' house, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Every house you will own for the rest of your life, unless it's brand new, is going to previously be owned by somebody who had a father who died or their father died. And when you move into a house, because that's just what happens with people, okay? And when you move into a house, I have lived in my house now for 16 years. I still get mail for the guy who owned it before me.
Really?
Yes.
Did that person die in your house?
No. No idea.
Oh.
Could have.
It's not Oliver,
maybe,
is it?
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Yeah, no, it's going to happen, okay? Like, it's just, you're fine. Your house is not haunted.
Can I read this text that we got?
Oh, yes.
Tell Deepa maybe she's haunted and not the house.
Oh, true, true. I believe that.
Oh, for God's sake.
Spirits follow me wherever I go. Like, 100%
Do you think they're in
that.
You, though? Like, do you think that you have a ghost in you? Like, you
no,
need
I
to...
think... I don't know if I have like a sixth sense or I'm just like open to communication because things used to happen to me at my parents' house and never happened to them. And then when I moved to this house, things have been happening to me again. So
maybe
I think
not the Oliver, the previous owner's father who passed away in the house. Maybe it's the ghost from your parents' place that just like tagged along with you.
But that's even scarier. I don't know what's following me all around. God. It could be something dark. It could be something evil. Maybe I need to bless his house. I haven't done that yet, so I'll put that on my to-do list.
People really love just sitting around scaring themselves, eh? Like, it's so wild to me.
It's real, Ross.
It's so, okay.
Come to the dark side.
Okay, Diva, one more DM, please.
Okay. Yeah. This one comes from Jaskaran, and it says, hey, I found the perfect game for Ross to play. They sent me an Instagram video of this game, and it's literally a lawn mowing game. You drive around fake lawn and cut grass, and that's what people have fun with.
Yeah, yeah.
Roz, please tell me you wouldn't have fun playing this game.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't play the game. What the lawn stuff that I do in the winter is I have a full like list going, not spreadsheet because I don't know how to use things like that, but I have like a full list going where I'm planning on like specific dates on when I'm doing things and what I need, materials I need.
Oh, wow.
And I have a friend of mine and some stuff he buys and we split it and some stuff I buy and then we split it, but I have like a whole map out. So I do lawn stuff all winter long.
Wow.
And then when the snow melts is when I implement my plan.
Yeah. Put it all to work.
Put it into action.
Oh,
yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at you. These are the DMs that we get from you, so keep them coming in. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well, and we talk about them every day. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, yo, Deepa is here. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Everybody's always got questions, Deepa. That's why our DMs are flooded. You get them all. What do people want to know?
Yes, we are starting things off nice and easy with a would you rather question.
Love it.
Question is, would you rather be stranded with a car that ran out of gas or an electric vehicle with no juice left in it?
Car with no gas.
Would I rather be stranded with 100% car with no gas?
Because what's there are the more reasoning? Gas stations. You could probably find a gas station a lot quicker
than finding power.
Than finding somewhere that you can... You have to charge your car, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got?
This one comes from Parna. It says, I'm on episode 251, in brackets, I know I'm so far behind, and Roz and Mocha are talking about baking bacon, and I have to say it is a total game changer. I have a convection oven, and I line the tiny test with foil and bake for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It is so crispy, and there's literally no cleanup. I throw the foil with the oil into the garbage once it's cool and hardened, and that's it. Roz definitely needs to try this.
Have you tried that yet, Roz?
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. I do not like baked bacon.
Really?
Nope. It is it's not for me.
That's the
is
only
the texture
way
off?
We make bacon at home.
I don't like it. I cook bacon on like, and you know, I normally cook everything super high temp, very fast. Bacon is the only thing that I cook slowly at a lower temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So I heat up the pan, while the bacon is in it. Right. So I cold fry bacon. So I put the bacon in a cold pan and then turn the pan on. And just keep it at like a medium, and then I go medium low, and then I go medium, medium low, and it doesn't crinkle up. It stays super flat. It cooks in the oil. But there, to me, when bacon comes out of the oven, it is never my favorite kind of bacon.
No.
Never my favorite kind of bacon.
I love it.
No,
that's
no,
the
it's
only
not for
way
me.
We cook bacon.
Yeah.
What else we got, Deepa?
This is a good one. This comes from Ryan. Hey, Deepa, listening to podcast number 335, and in the Ask Roz and Mocha segment, they were asked, what is their worst torture chamber scenario? And I'm really shocked that nobody thought of the idea for Maury, that he is handcuffed to a chair and, damn it, Matthew, is going through all of his DMs.
Oh, yeah.
That's a yeah. good
That would be
one.
Trouble.
Look
that
at Maury. As soon as you said that, Maury instantly started sweating.
Yeah. It would be like this. I would say that, like, I would say Maury being locked in a room where he can see Matthew on the other side of the glass. And Matthew on the other side of the glass has like five envelopes in front of him. And inside each envelope is one of Maury's passwords. And the only thing Matthew has to do is just figure out which one it's the password to.
Oh,
right?
No.
Yeah. I think that would be Maury's hell, right?
I would just shove my phone up the butt so I can't get it.
No, but he has.
Oh, no.
No. Let's assume he has it already. Okay.
Like,
yes.
Maury, what are you hiding in your DMs that you're so afraid of your husband reading?
Life.
Yeah, that's facts right there. What else, Ziva? We got time for one more.
Okay, this question comes from Jaleel. It says, hey, Deepa, since the Roz and Mocha show is so popular, have you all ever sold merch, like T-shirts or water bottles or anything like that?
No, and I think that we I don't know why we have. I think that we should. I think that though the problem is that you then wind up getting into some sort of thing with like the company and like who owns what and who's making money off what. Like I think it would just be too much of a pain in the ass, to be honest with you. But I've always thought that we could sell like just cool merch and that people would dig it if it was done great. Like if it was really, really beautiful design and kind of cool, I think that people would want it. The reason we haven't was, I don't know, to be honest with you, it's a lot of work, and then maintaining all that stuff, it's just, that's a whole job for somebody, right? Yeah. Like who's going to do that?
Then we need the Roz and Mocha warehouse to store everything. Right.
Yeah. And
what is your idea of good merch, though? Would it be like clothing or something else?
Anything. No. When I say good merch, one, good quality merch. So whatever it is that is good quality merch. And two, the design is great. Mm-hmm. Like that's sort of my only thing, is that I'm just a lover of, you know, great design.
Like,
and if you're going to give somebody or sell somebody something, it's got to be worth it.
Like Von Dutch.
Just like Von Dutch.
Or like those Affliction t-shirts.
Yes. think Von Dutch, Affliction meets Roz and Mocha. Right? Totally.
Yo, thank you for sending in all your DMs. We'll do this again. Appreciate it. And keep them coming in. Anything you send to us goes to Deepa. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.